Hello and welcome back to your next anime waifu powered installment of Dave Wright's podcast. I'm your host, Dave Wright. Each week here I present a short story and the next chapter of my novel, Soul. If you want to learn more about this week's chapter, then stick around at the end. For now, I really hope you enjoy Chapter 3, Beginning Anew. Ago. The Seeker. That is what Levi Prime had called him. It had been months since he'd been given that name, and it had stuck in his brain. He didn't think of himself as Levi. That felt like a stranger, a particularly vivid dream. He was the Seeker. His life had begun anew that day. His mission was not going well. He didn't even know how the hell he was supposed to achieve it. He was no Prime. He couldn't create copies of himself, nor absorb other Levi's. He himself was just a copy of another man, a shadow. He had tried, of course. The first thing he had done after being born was to smack himself to see if he could create a copy. Nothing happened except a bruise. Same with trying to absorb one. That had not gone well. Not because it was hard to sneak up on another Levi or even to find one. No, there were so many of the fuckers out and about now. He had just walked up to one and stroked his arm. Two men who looked identical, tall runner's build, trim without looking gaunt, pretty boy face that could do with a real solid punch, misty grey eyes and hair with great lift. One stroking the arm of the other like a crazy person. Again, nothing happened except a bruise. Word had gotten around about the great Levi Forward. It was hard to hide when suddenly there were over 200 copies of the same guy wandering around the place. Most of them had left Arcadia by now, moved on so they didn't all stink up the joint. The Seeker knew he should move on too. It was impossible to blend in here, even without a stupid dark blue-green outfit. It was obvious as to who and what he was. How was he supposed to learn? He had spent the first few weeks racking his brains. Why had Levi Prime thought this was a good idea? The Seeker had the exact same knowledge as the Prime. He couldn't hide anything, as they were the same person at the moment of creation. What was he thinking? The Prime should be the one with this mission, as he alone can create and absorb the copies. He would be able to test whatever he wanted. The only answer that kept coming back was because Levi Prime was goddamn lazy. Levi never did like working, which meant the Seeker should not like working either. But that was changing. The Seeker was actively trying to become the opposite of a Levi, as if he was trying to shed his slave name. He was trying to become his own person. He had gotten a job at a local pub, the Skin Drum, just to get some money coming in. The stipend he was getting from the Prime was not a lot, and it felt like a leash around his neck. One more thing tying him to the past he wanted so desperately to escape. It was a hard life, as the person who he had been, he was now actively starting to hate. His own thoughts were just another reminder of the man who he was trying to bury. To hate your own thoughts, your own internal monologue, that made his already messed up life feel just a touch more crazy. It was no surprise that once working at the bar, he quickly found himself drinking, heavily. It didn't solve anything, but it put off thinking about it for another day. Seeker was roused out of his maudlin internal monologue by someone at the bar trying to get his attention. He dragged his battered brain back into the present and looked at who had ruined his perfectly good late-night self-loathing session. What he saw was not a man, no, an Adonis. He was gorgeous, way too beautiful for his own good. "Sorry, mate, what'd you want?" Seeker managed to get out. "Ask for a pint of whatever you recommend, please," the man said. He was stunning. Almost 7 feet tall, his body looked like it was chiseled from marble, same with his jawline. The clothes draped over his frame, molded and suggested at the hardness with curves beneath. The blonde hair, long and curling around his pale ears. He could not give this man a pint of the rot gut he'd been slugging back, so he grabbed a mug off the rings bolted into the ceiling and rolled down the bar to a set of brass taps. He pulled off a smooth brown liquid and returned to the man. They finished their transaction, but instead of heading off for a booth or a table, The man stood there and started pounding his way through the pint. Seeker watched him finish it as fast as he could before settling the empty back down. Sighing and wiping the foam off his curved bowed lips, he looked at Seeker and asked, "Got anything, well, less wanky?" Seeker found himself grinning at the man. Now he was really looking at him. He was beginning to see past the glorious locks and the chin you could break rocks with. There was sadness in those eyes, regret of things done or not done. Seeker suddenly felt like he desperately needed to know. Dumping the empty mug in the sink, Seeker got a fresh one and pulled from the dented wooden handle in front of him, slipping into the grooves perfectly, like shaking hands with an old friend. Murky amber liquid flowed out with each belabored pull, filling the mug. He slipped it across the bar to the man while trying to figure out what he was doing at a dive bar like the Skin Drum. It was late at night. The other people in the Skin were a few regulars, Hansy Pete, Donut Joe, and another Levi copy who went by the incredibly boring name of Steve. Seeker motioned with a tilt of his head to the gorgeous man and asked,
"Do you mind if I join you?"
The man raised his pint to his lips and took a long drink.
"Not at all. The name's Valkyr."
He looked questioning at Seeker. After Seeker had finished pulling his own pint and taken a welcome draft, he settled it back down, glad he was talking to a super so he could use his made-up name. Glad the man had not assumed he was still going by Levi.
"Mine's Seeker."
They cheersed. Both men stood there in silence, working on their pints. Seeker watched Valkyr actually look like he was enjoying the taste of the monk's own. Their reverie was interrupted by Steve fronting up for another round for the boys. Seeker hated serving him, hated the fact that Steve chose this place as his regular haunt. Steve would always try and talk as if they were friends, when just looking at him reminded Seeker of who he really was. It was bad enough walking the streets and seeing his face everywhere he turned. It was torture with no escape even here.
"Three more, please,"
Steve, nay, Levi, asked.
Wordless, the drinks were pulled, handed over.
One squared away and stumbling back with his prize, Valkyr was glancing meaningfully at his now empty mug. Seeker tried to not notice Valkyr looking between Steve and him. Seeker filled him a fresh one, and then himself. Valkyr spoke first.
"What are you, seeking then?"
"Where are your wings?" Seeker shot back. The man's reaction made him wish he could have caught those words before they struck.
"Sorry," he muttered awkwardly, as he took another drink to unsuccessfully hide his embarrassment.
Valkyr shifted on the spot, stopped himself trying to glance over to Steve, and then sat on the bar stool shaking his head.
No, I deserve that. I was just looking for something to say. Forget I said it, and I'll forget yours."
Seeker nodded at him.
"Deal," he continued. "I would like to ask, though, why the hell is someone like you in this shithole?"
Valkyr grinned ever so slightly.
"Where should I be, then?"
"I don't know," Seeker shrugged. "In a penthouse somewhere, banging supermodels, railing coke?"
Valkyr laughed.
"It gets boring after a while, my man."
He looked around.
"Although, I see what you mean. I don't really fit in with the clientele here, do I?"
They both watched as Hansy Pete blew his nose into his hands and, without missing a beat, picked up his mug and kept drinking. Valkyr arched an eyebrow at Seeker.
"Wow. Couldn't have timed that any better."
It was Seeker's turn to laugh. He had not done that in a while.
"Hey, I'm the one who has to clean up after those degenerates."
"My condolences," Valkyr offered.
"Shove your condolences, pretty boy," Seeker rejoined. "It's a job. Not the worst in the world."
Seeker collected the mugs and pulled another round, forgetting for the evening the thoughts that had been spiraling in his mind since his birth, enjoying the man's company. It was not until he looked back on the night did he realize not once did Valkyr mention the fact he looked like a Levi.
That was Chapter 3, Beginning Anew. That was a fun one to write. I had a vague idea of who Valkyr was, but he was still not fully fleshed out when I had him arrive in this scene. There was a break in my riding after this scene as I took off traveling back to Japan. I remember lying in an outdoor onsen one night, soaking off the alcohol and enjoying the cold breeze when Valkyr came back into my mind.
I simply lay there turning him over and over in my head, and it was like he was coming into focus. Who he was, where he came from, what his super was, what kind of person. Everything just made sense. Once finished, I started to think of other things, and that's when I realized I had to run back to my room and get it all out onto paper before I forgot. I know what I'm like. As for the skin drum itself, it was the obvious place that Seeker would have been able to get a job and also begin his downward spiral into depression and alcoholism. The name itself is a nod to the mended drum from Pratchett's Discworld. I try not to have too many nods to that man's work, otherwise that's all I would write. While I'm writing a novel, I actually have to stop myself from reading a select few authors' works, as I then find myself simply writing in their style. There's nothing wrong with being inspired or having an influence, but I want to write in my voice, not hear the echo of someone else's. Anyway, next week's chapter goes back to the present day, as it's another soul chapter, as he restarts his hunt for the Seeker. If you want to hear more of my other stories, you can find more information on my website, davewrights.com, that's Dave, WRIGHTS.com. And I also have a Patreon if you want to check that out and help support me. Until next week, take care.